Mr. Speaker, later this morning we will be debating and voting on two resolutions dealing with Libya. The first one, H.J. Res 68, has been said to be one that literally endorses exactly what the President has been doing, and I agree with that. Even though it excludes ground troops, it doesn't talk about special forces, CIA, contractors, and unlimited bombing, which is really what we have to restrict. But the second one, H.R. 2278, has been said to be more strongly worded in restraint on the President, and this is where I disagree. I believe the wording is different, and it says no funds for ground troops, but then it has exceptions. And the exceptions are for all the things that we're already doing. So I believe if we vote and pass the second one, it will be the first time this Congress has given authority to the President for what he is doing right now. So I urge my colleagues to look at both of these carefully. I have concluded that not only should the first one be voted down, but it's very important that the second one be voted down as well.